This is program number LW2458. Well, have you ever planned something? I mean, you've laid it all out there, play by play, but somehow it just didn't work out like you planned. Hi, this is Larry West. There are some things in life that just don't go as planned. Here's how a deer hunter once logged in his time, telling, and I might say confidentially, how one Saturday went. At 1 a.m., the alarm clock rings. At 2 a.m., the hunting partner arrives and drags him out of bed. At 2:30, they throw everything into the pickup. At 3 o'clock, they leave for the woods. At 3:15, they drive back home to pick up the gun. At 3:30, they drive like madmen to get to the woods before daylight. At 4 o'clock, they set up camp. And at 4:40, they head into the woods. At 6:05 a.m., they see 8 deer. At 6:06, our friend takes aim and squeezes the trigger. At 6:07, all he hears is a click. At 6:08, he loads the gun while he watches the deer go over the hill. At 8 o'clock, he heads back to camp. At 10 o'clock that morning, he realizes he just can't find camp. At noon, he fires his gun for help and sits down to eat wild berries. At 12:15 p.m., he's fired his gun for help so many times, he runs out of shells. Then, 8 deer come back. I hate to tell you the way that the rest of his day went. Let it be enough said that he never did get his deer, but he did finally find himself greatly relieved and thankful for escaping the bear. The next day, on Sunday afternoon, he watched football on TV while slowly tearing his hunting license into pieces. Ever had one of those days when things just don't go as planned? Who hasn't? Sometimes it just doesn't pay to get up in the morning, right? Ask a fellow by the name of Marshall Cummings if things don't go sometimes as planned. Cummings found himself on trial for purse snatching in Tulsa, Oklahoma, not long ago, and he decided to serve as his own counsel in that trial. Things went pretty well, I mean, just as planned, until he asked the woman whose purse he was accused of grabbing this question. He asked her, "Did you get a good look at my face when I took your purse?" Yes, she did. Cummings is now serving a 10-year sentence in the Oklahoma State Penitentiary. Sometimes some things don't go as planned. In Vero Beach, Florida, not long ago, firemen were called to the scene to rescue an 1,800-pound horse out of a septic tank. The concrete roof of the tank had given way when the horse walked across the soil covering it. Well, after a few false starts, the firemen were finally able to pull the horse to safety with a tow truck. Things went pretty well, you know, as planned. All of a sudden, though, a skunk wandered into the scene and disgusted, I guess, with the aroma they had caused. It raised its tail and gave them a couple of shots for good measure of its own. Sometimes some things just don't go as planned. You know, one thing is for sure, it happens to all of us. Not one of us escapes it. We people have to face things in life that sometimes just don't go as we planned them. Here's my point for today. You know, we people, at least in this country of ours, show our good intentions, our plans, with our insurance policies, our savings accounts, the vitamins we take. All of it shows that we're planning for the future. But it has been known, you know, for the stock market to crash, for the banks to close, and for a disease to strike, that vitamins just can't overpower. And we have to face, well, crucial things. Things not planned. Got a challenge for you today. Believe the Bible when it says, "All things work together for good for those who love the Lord." In other words, Jesus Christ is the only one who can make sense out of it all, even when things don't go as planned. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I've written a pamphlet called, "What Controls Your Life?" Now, there's something that controls each of our lives. Got a question for you. What controls your life? That's the name of the pamphlet I'd sure like to send to you. What controls your life? It is free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.